وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. I am Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about human rights in the Holy Quran, and this is the last episode we are talking about these rights. As I said in previous episodes, there are many rights, many specific rights that we can deduce from the Holy Quran, but we tried our best to touch very briefly the most primary rights mentioned in the Holy Quran, and the rights that are, let's say, the main root, and the other specific rights, the other following rights, are going to be derived from these primary ones that I have mentioned. The last right that we are going to introduce is justice. The right of justice is one of the very significant rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces in His holy book. Of course, this right is not something unknown to the human beings and was not unknown to them. They knew that even before the religion of Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a kind of emphasis to this right that maybe has not been given to that before Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, in chapter Nisa, verse 135, enjoins and orders the believers that they have this duty to conduct justice among human beings, even though that justice is against themselves or their belongings or their relatives. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu qawwamina bil qist shuhada'a lillah. You have to witness and watch Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and conduct justice in the society, walaw ala anfusikum, even though that is going to be against you, aw al walidain, aw al aqrabin, even against your parents, even against your relatives, because Allah, fallahu awla bihima fala tattabi'u al hawa an ta'dilu. There is a conflict within your heart, the conflict between you, what you wish, and justice. There is a hawa. Hawa means what you wish, what you like, your desire. There's a conflict between justice and desire. But you are not allowed to sacrifice the justice for the sake of your desire and your wish. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُ الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُ. In another case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you follow this guideline that I mentioned, if you conduct justice within the society, you will receive the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In chapter Ma'idah, verse 42, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ حَكَمْتَ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ. If you want to judge, you have to judge justly. And then he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the just people. So conducting justice in the society brings brings up the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's another point which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about different areas in which the justice must be conducted. I'm going to share with you this point after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters, to the series of Talks for Humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio, talking with you about the last type of rights mentioned in the Holy Quran, the right for justice. We said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, encourages human beings to conduct justice in different areas, but then he wants to emphasize what those areas are for conducting justice. Are we only obliged to conduct justice in the whole society or in a country or in a governmental system in political issues, or there are other different areas for that as well? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even in your relationships, in your family relationships, among your relatives, among your friends, in your small communities, you have to conduct justice. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse that I've recently read says that even though the justice is against you or against your family members, against your relatives, you have to conduct that. It shows that even justice is obliged and is mandatory within the small communities like family, like relatives, like among friends. And as I said, he says that you are not allowed to sacrifice the justice only for the sake of your desire. ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أن صدوكم عن المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا. Even there are some people who oppressed you, they have fired you, they have kicked you out of Mecca, they have taken your belongings and they've occupied your city, they've occupied your place. Although you have to defend, you are allowed to defend yourself, but you are not allowed to exceed the limits. You are not allowed to violate justice. Even though you have a lot of hatred within your heart of them, you are not allowed to violate justice. You are not allowed to disregard justice. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is something that is obligatory not only for the governors, for all people. وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. The whole ummah, the whole society, all of them, they are obliged to conduct, to help for justice. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the last point, says that the reason why I have sent a religion is that the ultimate reason is justice. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. We have sent our prophets, our messengers, with the miracles. وَأَنْزَلْنَا مَعَهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. We have sent books, holy books with them. All of them because I wanted justice on the earth. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. There are two points. The first point is that I wanted justice on the earth, so I've sent the messengers. And the second point is that I didn't want the justice only be conducted by the hand of the prophets. No, I wanted people, all of the people, all of the community members to try their best to conduct justice. So this is a kind of social mandatory, social obligatory for all the believers, not only for the messenger, not only for the governors. And the last point is that for conducting such justice, something is necessary, which is the having power. وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ, which is the sword. It means that the power, it's a symbol of power. Power, political, social power, is quite necessary for conducting justice. Thank you very much. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Nabi, sallallahu ala Muhammad, wa ala Ali Nabi.